From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. How are you doing? Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday, 43 countries and 50 states listening in to your daily Tough Love Quebec-a-thon from San Fran Feces. I love saying that. It makes me laugh. San Fran Feces, Commie Fortnite. The weather today, it will be overcast in the 50s. We're going into the typical San Francisco weather where it's overcast and in the 50s or 60s. We probably won't be getting any 7-degree Fahrenheit, and that's Fahrenheit, international friends. We'll be getting the 70s until a little bit later on here in San Fran Feces. So today's show is, it's the wild, wild west out here.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
I could just say it's the wild, wild west and then end the show. However, there are new listeners all the time. Hello, new listeners. How are you doing today? And my regular listeners, hello, you common sense people. My loyal listeners are common sense people. They don't swallow fake progressive spins. They know what the reality is here in San Fran Feces. Saying it's the wild, wild west, I am not exaggerating. It is pretty much a crime free-for-all. If you would be a kleptomaniac, this is the perfect city for you to go into stores. You can basically walk out of stores unless they have protective security guards and off-duty police. You can walk into a store and steal up to $950 worth of items. That's Proposition 47. It's a very soft on crime city. And even though it is an established Gotham city on an index of 100 cities, San Francisco is number 2. So it's pretty unsafe, regardless of the narrative and the spin that you are getting from the mainstream media. It's a pretty unsafe city. They'll tell you it's everything's taken care of. They will take a photo in a curated area and show you some pristine beauty, and you will get the idea, those of you who have never been out here, that things are handled, things are not. I am going on close to 500 shows soon, 500 daily episodes demystifying a once glorious city. San Francisco is the gift that keeps on giving for an artist. There's always something to talk about. Yeah, it's pretty much the wild, wild west. Wow. People are getting their cars broken into in what used to be sanctuaries, sanctuary parts of the city, the western parts of the city, not just downtown. You can expect to get your car broken into at the Golden Gate Park now. You can expect it to get your car broken into if you're parking around Chrissy Field or around the Palace of Fine Arts. These are in more protective and exclusive areas. There is no holes barred.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
Bridge and tunnel thugs come to San Francisco to steal. They know it's a sucker soft city. They know we have a soft DA. In fact, there are two different recalls for the soft DA. I think it's some evilness going on. For some reason, there are people who do not want the DA recalled. This is a soft on crime DA. Pretty evil guy. And now there are two recall teams against the DA. I'm like, wow. There are people handling that. That's not my fight to handle. I will just sign the correct petitions. If you notice, I kind of step back and let people do their thing. I stay in my lane. I'm not hyping junkie moms. I'm not hyping recalls per se. There are a lot of people to handle that. I'm one woman. I am not a social justice warrior. I'm not a foot soldier for people who wouldn't even retweet one of these podcast links on Twitter.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Dee Dee LaFrac.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Wild Wild West. Shoplifting and the streets. The streets conditions are... We are going to be hearing more about people fighting back in San Francisco because the city is slowly reopening. It's not completely open, people. I know you guys in Florida and Texas, you're like, California is slow. You are correct. We are slow out here. Theaters will be opening soon. Bars aren't open at full capacity, but there's more traffic in San Francisco. People are coming back to town, and they're not going to be playing with the street freaks. People know that it's drugs now. People are tired of tiptoeing and pretending that person on the sidewalk is homeless. They know they're not homeless. They are drifter junkies who came out here to basically commit suicide with fentanyl. New listeners, we have a fentanyl crisis. 713 people died of drug overdoses last year here in San Francisco versus 230 died with COVID. 713 drugs, 230 COVID in 2020. We are on track to have 1,000 citizens basically commit suicide with drugs. In Willow Alley, there was a drug overdose. The junkies are having fun. They're popping. It's the first of the month. They're having barbecues open on the street because we do have anarchy on the sidewalk. The mayor has allowed junkies to basically homestead in certain areas, a containment area, but they're spreading out. They're going all around the city, just laying out like dogs. So yeah, it's the wild, wild west out here. I do recommend for disbelievers that have that money, come on out to San Francisco and see it for yourself. You don't believe me? You don't believe when you go to San Francisco Dam Twitter, which I invite you to do, and you click over and read and you see all the videos. And some of you are still saying you don't believe it. Well, bring your butts on out here so you may see it for yourself. I welcome tourists, especially the disbelievers who are like, I can't believe it. I came to San Francisco in 2015. I know San Francisco. You guys are exaggerating. It's not that bad. Well, my dear, come see for yourself. That's what I've got to say. Okay, everybody, you know I come to you every day. This is your Daily Tough Love Kvetchathon. San Francisco is the gift that keeps on giving. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.